Marvel Dice Throne vs. X-Men Dice Throne in 2026. Which box should you buy? Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy the original Marvel Dice Throne 4 Hero Box first if packaging, portability and cleanup matter. It has folding boards and individual hero trays. Buy X-Men Box 1 if Wolverine, Iceman, Psylocke and Storm are the roster you most want. But no, the retail 4-pack uses flat boards and shared storage. All heroes remain cross-compatible. This is a buying decision, not a fandom census. Yumi rolls past the hero art and opens the packaging truth. Folding boards, missing trays, cross-compatibility, official patches and the roster that will actually travel. Every product link in this guide resolves to an exact Amazon detail page with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag. Product galleries and official manuals were checked on 2026 to 725. Moving prices are deliberately left to the current listing. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Marvel Dice Throne box should you buy first? Marvel Dice Throne 4 Hero Box is Puzzlewick's first recommendation because the package understands the game. Each hero has a folding board, a dedicated tray, dice, cards and tokens that can move from shelf to table without being resorted. X-Men Dice Throne Box 1 is a good game in a weaker retail package. Wolverine, Iceman, Psylocke and Storm are fully compatible with every other Dice Throne hero, but the 4-pack uses flat player boards and shared storage. Current owner discussions repeatedly identify cleanup and transport, not card or dice quality, as the disappointment. Choose X-Men first only when that roster matters more than portability. Otherwise, buy the original Marvel 4-pack, learn the system, then add X-Men with informed consent. What is actually different inside the retail boxes? The original Marvel 4-pack uses folding player boards and individual hero trays. The X-Men 4-packs use full-size flat boards and a shared insert. Community owners report that cards, dice and board stock remain solid. The compromise is organization and portability. This matters because Dice Throne's best physical trick is modularity. A tray lets one player grab a hero and begin. Flat boards require the larger box, and loose character components are easier to mix during cleanup. No rules advantage is hidden in the expensive packaging. The decision is whether the convenience is worth pursuing a different edition, or whether the Amazon retail box is staying home. Are Marvel and X-Men heroes fully compatible? Yes. Dice Throne heroes are designed to fight across seasons and license sets. A Marvel hero can battle an X-Men hero or an original Dice Throne character without conversion. Balance is close enough for normal play, though individual matchups and older designs can feel different. Judge a hero after a role swap and rematch. One game over rewards matchup surprise and dice volatility. Use the current official rulebook and download official update leaflets for Thor and Miles Morales when applicable. A patch is not an admission that the box is unusable. It is part of maintaining a cross-season system. Which roster is easier for a new player? Both boxes mix straightforward and technical heroes. The useful beginner question is not which franchise is simpler. It is which hero board makes its traits, status effects and upgrade path visually obvious to that player. Wolverine rewards direct pressure while Storm and Psylocke ask for more state awareness. In the original 4-pack, Thor and Scarlet Witch create different timing puzzles, while Spider-Man offers a recognizable entry point. Teach with an open board and no upgrade card lecture. Explain offensive role, defensive role, status effects and card timing. Let the first failed large straight teach probability more effectively than a pregame speech. The probability strategy most first games miss: do not keep symbols because they belong to the flashiest ability. Keep dice that preserve multiple live outcomes. After the first roll, count how many faces complete a small straight, large straight or strong named attack. Keep the route with the most useful outs. Cards that alter dice are most valuable when they convert a near hit into a decisive effect or protect against an opponent's peak turn. Spending several cards to rescue an average attack can leave the next defense naked. Status tokens are tempo. Apply them before the opponent's engine turn, not after. Read whether a token is spent, persistent, stackable or transferable. The icon is only a reminder, not the complete rule. What should you buy after the first four heroes? Add Black Widow vs. Doctor Strange when the table wants more technical control. It works standalone and broadens the system without duplicating another four-hero storage problem. Marvel Dice Throne Missions is cooperative content but is not standalone. It requires heroes. Availability has been inconsistent, and it is not the direct Amazon recommendation in this guide. Do not pay scarcity pricing just to convert a competitive game before the duels have proved themselves. The rational order is 1-4 hero box, repeated matchups, 1-2 hero box, then a cooperative branch only if the group explicitly wants it. How much table time and storage does Dice Throne need? A duel needs 2 player boards, card space, token zones, and a shared dice tray. Keep drinks beyond the boards, a bumped status stack can alter the state more than a crooked card. A first duel may run 45 minutes. Familiar heroes can finish much faster. Team modes add social energy, but also create more defensive timing and target discussion. For travel, the original Marvel trays are excellent. X-Men retail owners should add labeled bags or a small token organizer inside the box rather than allowing four heroes to mingle. Do not cut flat boards into folds unless you accept permanent damage. How to run a Dice Throne bracket without rules drag for a first four-player night. Assign one hero per person and run two simultaneous semifinals followed by a final and a consolation match. Print or open the latest official frequently asked questions before anyone rolls. Place each hero's status effect reference beside the board and use one shared tray per duel. This gives every player two meaningful games without asking newcomers to learn team targeting, King of the Hill exceptions, or a second hero. Teach the anatomy of a turn in the same order every time. Income main phase, offensive role, target and defense, then second main phase. Do not explain every card before play. Show the symbols for main phase, role phase, and instant cards, then let the first timing question introduce the distinction. A visible 20-sided health die and a separate combat points tracker prevent the two most common bookkeeping mistakes. After each match, swap heroes before declaring one design stronger. Dice Throne has matchup knowledge and variance, so a single result is a story, not a ranking. Ask each player which status effect changed the decision, which card they held too long and which role they chased with too few live outcomes. That 5-minute debrief produces better rematches than adding more heroes. For a recurring league, record wins only after both players have piloted each side of a matchup. Cap the first roster at 4 or 6 heroes and rotate one new box in after everyone can teach their original hero. The collection should widen because the table has mastered its language, not because a sale made the shelf impatient. Final verdict. Marvel or X-Men. Best first box. Marvel Dice Throne 4-hero box for folding boards, dedicated trays, and a varied roster. Best roster first alternative. X-Men box 1 when those 4 characters are the reason the table will play, by knowing it uses flat boards and shared storage. Best second box. Black Widow vs. Doctor Strange for a compact technical branch. Then stop long enough for a tournament bracket, role swap, and rematch. Final verdict. The original Marvel 4-hero box is the better first retail product because its folding boards and individual trays respect how Dice Throne is actually carried and set up. X-Men box 1 has a terrific roster and otherwise solid components, but its flat boards and shared storage are a real caveat, not collector nitpicking. Frequently asked questions. Do X-Men Dice Throne retail boxes have folding boards? Number the retail 4-packs use flat boards and shared storage. The 8-hero battle chest uses a different package. Does the original Marvel 4-pack have folding boards? The verified US retail Marvel 4-pack uses folding boards and individual hero trays. Can Marvel heroes fight X-Men? Heroes, yes. All Dice Throne heroes are cross-compatible. Which box is best for beginners? The original Marvel 4-pack is our best first retail package. Hero choice matters more than a blanket difficulty label. Is X-Men box 1 bad? Quality. Number owners generally report that cards, dice and board stock are good. The complaint is flat boards and shared storage. Is Marvel Dice Throne missions standalone? Number missions requires compatible heroes. Do Thor or Miles Morales need an update? Check the current official Dice Throne update leaflets and rulebook before play. What is the best player count? 1-1 is the cleanest format. Team play works well after everyone knows a hero. Should I buy a battle chest from a reseller? Not at inflated scarcity pricing. The Amazon retail boxes remain fully playable by organization only if it matters to your use. What should I buy second? Black Widow vs. Doctor Strange is our compact technical follow-up after a four-hero box.